From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Signing the new health care overhaul bill into law today, President Obama said despite the somewhat long time horizon for some parts of the legislation, Americans will begin seeing some benefits almost immediately. At a signing ceremony in the East Room of the White House with Democratic supporters on hand, Mr. Obama outlined some of the changes.
This year, tens of thousands of uninsured Americans with pre-existing conditions, the parents of children who have a pre-existing condition, will finally be able to purchase the coverage they need. That happens this year.
Mr. Obama hits the road later this week to sell the health care bill to the American people. Republicans have been threatening to repeal the measure and also slow down or change a companion measure in the Senate. Just minutes after the president signed it into law, attorneys general of Florida and 12 other states filed a federal lawsuit seeking to overturn the landmark overhaul of the nation's health care system. From Miami, NPR's Greg Allen has more.
The lawsuit was filed in Pensacola by Florida's Attorney General, Republican Bill McCollum, on behalf of attorneys general in states that include Michigan, Pennsylvania, Washington, and Louisiana. The attorneys general are asking the federal courts to declare the health care legislation signed into law by President Obama unconstitutional. They maintain that the federal government is exceeding its authority and unlawfully intruding into budgetary and legal matters that belong to the states. The lawsuit also says the federal government does not have the constitutional authority to force people to have health care coverage or pay a penalty. Virginia's attorney general filed a separate lawsuit, and other states may as well. In addition, nearly three dozen state legislatures are considering or have passed bills that would exempt them from the federal mandates. Legal experts give both the bills and the lawsuits little chance of success. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.
Nation's housing market remains weak. New numbers show sales of existing homes down 0.6% in February. NPR's Chris Arnold reports.
Home sales fell for a third straight month, but actually the decline wasn't as bad as some economists feared.
The fact that it didn't fall any further is a positive sign.
Cameron Findlay is chief economist with LendingTree. He says that it's good that prices aren't in free fall anymore. They were down about 2%. But the number of homes for sale rose sharply, up about 10%, as foreclosures kept dumping more houses onto the market. And that's not a good sign.
Underlying all of this, levels of unemployment. Unless we see improvement in unemployment, you're not going to see the improvement on the foreclosures.
Some economists are hoping, though, that an extension of a federal tax credit for homebuyers will help to give the housing market a boost over the next couple of months. Chris Arnold, NPR News.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average moved higher today. That was on good earnings from Carnival Cruise Line and some other expected high earnings. The NASDAQ was up 19 points today. The S&P 500 gained 8 points. You're listening to NPR News in Washington. Japanese automaker Toyota says customers who are dissatisfied with repairs made as part of a massive recall to deal with sudden acceleration problems will be eligible to have their gas pedals replaced entirely if they want. According to an internal company memo obtained by the Associated Press, customers who don't like the feel of the pedals can have a replacement put in their vehicle at no cost. More than 100 Toyota owners have complained about the problem even after Toyota dealers supposedly fixed their vehicles. While the Roman Catholic Church sex abuse crisis has been making news in Europe, American bishops say the scandal is winding down in the U.S. Details from NPR's Tobia Smith.
The number of abuse victims last year was the lowest since the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops started collecting and reporting the data in 2004. The bishops say there were just under 400 allegations of abuse. Most are decades old. 21 of those cases occurred last year. But David Clossy of the Survivors Network of Those Abused by Priests is skeptical.
That's what bishops are claiming. But, you know, this is very partial data and very biased data, essentially from the very same men who got us into this mess to begin with by concealing clergy sex crimes for decades.
The report also shows the church is paying less of a price for the scandal, around $100 million in settlements and legal fees last year, a fraction of the $2.7 billion the scandal's believed to have cost the church in total. Tovia Smith, NPR News.
With an estimated 10,000 baby boomers a day filing for Social Security and Medicare benefits, the Social Security Administration hopes to use some generational icons to promote its new online registration service. The cast of the 1960s comedy The Patty Duke Show will be helping promote the service, which lets people sign up in as little time as 15 minutes. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News.